You're listening to the audio production of A Serial Killer's Daughter, My Story of Love, Hope, and Overcoming by Carrie Rawson, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Author note: my family and I owe a great debt of gratitude to the following organizations and the people who serve and work for the better good. There are hundreds of people who aided and assisted us over the past 4 decades, including the Wichita Police Department, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, the Sedgwick County Sheriff and the Sedgwick County Detention Facility, the Park City Police Department, the El Dorado Correctional Facility, the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office and the Sedgwick County Public Defender Office, the City and Community of Wichita, the Wichita Eagle, and Christ Lutheran Church. Any and all mistakes in the text are mine. Prologue. Stubbornness might be enough. On February 25, 2005, my father, Dennis Lynn Rader, was arrested for murder. In the weeks that followed, I learned he was the serial killer known as BTK, Bind, Torture, Kill, who had terrorized my hometown of Wichita, Kansas for 3 decades. As he confessed on national television to the brutal killings of 8 adults and 2 children, I struggled to comprehend the fact that the first 26 years of my life had been a lie. My father was not the man I'd known him to be. Since his arrest, I fought hard to come to terms with the truth about my dad. I've wrestled with shame, guilt, anger, and hatred. I've accepted the fact that I am a crime victim, dating back to the days.